And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice on this beautiful Thursday. I am your host, Josh Engel, and I am joined today with a good friend of mine. Had a chance to get to know him over the last year and some change, I'd say. It's Toby Powers, the owner-operator of Farmers Insurance right here in Carrollton, behind the Chick-fil-A on Bankhead Highway. The reason that we have Toby on today is we have several of his community outreach programs that he has put together over the last couple of years, including a Gratic initiative called Sack Hunger. But why don't we just let Toby talk about that. Toby, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing well.
Excellent.
Very blessed.
Very blessed. I'd love to hear that. Toby, for the sake of our listeners, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a lifelong resident of Carroll County, been here since day one pretty much of my life, and enjoy my family here, friends here, a little bit of farming, go to church here, and multiple generations of our family live here. So this is home for us, and being able to be here and serve our community, live in this community where we care about these folks and want to be a part of it, is pretty special stuff for us. So
excellent. Now, so you are the owner-operator of Farmers Insurance, but that's not your first foray into insurance. You served in this area for a long time, and when did you open up your Farmers Insurance?
We opened up here with Farmers in 2017. I had, way back in the day, been actually an employee of Carrollton Federal Bank when there was a Carrollton Federal Bank, and I think it was still Carrollton Federal Savings and Loan when I first went there. So that's been way back. And got into the insurance business with Liberty National here in Carrollton back in 97. Spent 8 years then as an agent in a local agency here until the opportunity came to go into sales management for 11 years in Fulton and Fayette County. And after making that brutal commute of 61 miles every day with the sun in my face there and on the way back, living here and working there, when the opportunity came to open up an agency here with Farmers, it was something that was too good to turn down. So we've been open here since July of 2017, and it's been... That 9-minute commute has me spoiled.
Sure.
So that's been special.
Excellent. And hopefully the sun's not in your face.
Sun's not in my face every morning.
Excellent. What drew you to Farmers?
I had been working as when I was working with another carrier, I'd been working with some of their channels that they make available to independent agents, and the experience that I had had working with them, their claims experience, the way that they had treated their customers as well as their agency force was something that was attractive. And so, and quite honestly, the opportunity to set up here in Carrollton where that I wanted to be anyway made a big difference as well. So we were able to work things out and make it a good opportunity for both of us.
Excellent. Well, like I mentioned, the reason we wanted you to come on today is you're very well known in the area. Your face is everywhere. Much like us, you're very hyper-local, and by that I mean that you are very invested in your local community. So if you don't mind, why don't you break down and tell us a little bit about the ways that you have went that extra mile and tried to be involved in the community as much as possible.
You know, we do a number of different things and have over the past couple of years. We have a sponsor, a classroom program that I do, and it's not always necessarily a classroom itself. It has been everything from a children's classroom in elementary school, whether it's a first grade classroom and that needs school supplies, everything from hand sanitizers and pencils and pads and glue sticks and all the things that a first grade classroom would need, to sponsoring an event for a ball team, a meal for them when they've won a championship or qualified for a tournament or whatever. We also sponsored the J.C. Farrell Wrestling Duels over at Central High School, which is a way to honor the young man that had been able to overcome so much physically whenever he had issues. I think he was a double amputee, if my memory serves correctly, and had served and wrestled and become a state wrestling champion. And then they have this tournament each year to honor him. So we sponsored that and were able to get in there. It was a pretty good experience. able to meet with all of the coaches early in the morning, have prayer with them before the tournament started, spend some time with those guys, and then spend time with each one of the teams that were there, both locally and that had come into the area for the tournament. And one of my favorites was the Good Behavior Club we had at Kingsway Christian School. All the children that had made it the entire first semester of school without any demerits or any black marks, any shortcomings on their homework, qualified for a pizza lunch at lunchtime. My baby girl comes to me in the morning and she's so excited. "Daddy, daddy, daddy, I get free pizza today. Aren't you so excited and proud of me?" Come to find out, daddy's the one paying for all of the pizza. So it wasn't exactly free, but she didn't know that. So
listen, she and I obviously have the same taste. I would be equally excited if someone was going to be bringing pizza.
So we had about 75 children in that lunchroom singing the farmer's jingle together at lunchtime and all excited with some pizza and having a good time together. So my sister's a teacher out at Sharps Creek, and we've done their reading achievement clubs when the kids get their grades and have all met their reading targets. They've gotten everything from a pizza party to a ice cream Sunday lunch, and I mean just whatever it is that makes them happy. Christmas parties, St. Patrick's Day parties, Thanksgiving, first day of school parties, teacher appreciation week, any way we can come and be a benefit to that school and try to help them continue to do what they do.
And I find that just from our conversations off mic, of course, I feel like this is sort of a theme throughout this particular episode. We'll be positively reinforcing great behavior, exceptional performance, whether it be in the classroom, on the field. That's something that that I think really jumped out to me as far as the way that you are involved in the community. But of course, you do a lot more than that, I'm sure. I believe we have a few more things that you've done.
Yeah. Well, here recently, we partnered with Gradic on the opioid crisis, the community response. Great number of good words that were given to us, advice that was given, folks from the Blake House, the Sheriff's Department, others that tried to talk about the legal point of view as well as how to approach it from a personal point of view, recovery. That was a very good event, and we were thankful to be able to sponsor that along with you guys. We've worked with the Old Paths Youth Camp, trying to help with the golf tournaments there and the Knights of Columbus. One of the things that my family enjoys doing is the rodeos, and we basically in Douglas County, Carroll County, Harrelson County, all of the rodeos, we're there on site trying to just give an extra community vibe to things and be a part of things. And being a guy that grew up on a cattle farm, that's always exciting to me. So there's no way that now all of my cows are the kind that will follow you with a bucket. I'm not riding any of them, but and if you did, they wouldn't throw you off. But that was always a lot of fun. We do the fishing trails with Mike Denny and the folks out at Marine South. And most recently, we sponsored the Carroll County Firefighters Union, helping them in their efforts to support our first responders, their work with people who have suffered loss by fire. And so that's every way that we can turn around and give back and be a part of and be engaged in our community is helpful for the place where we live and work and play and appreciate living here. So.
And you know, I've said this before, you know, our community is very blessed in that we have a lot of proactive folks that want to help the community. We have an exorbitant amount of nonprofits, right, that are out there trying to make this area a better place. And we have lots of businesses, corporations that are engaged on the ground. Just yesterday, we had Kersha Cartwright from Southwire and Project Gift on. And, you know, she was breaking down how she wanted her the employees to take personal stewardship of something, whatever their passion is here in the community.
And those guys are awesome, too. I mean, Carrollton's not this is not a bedroom community. People live here. They go to school here. They work here. They grow up here. They stay here. They raise their children here. It becomes a multi-generational place for people to live. Makes it quite different than the places sometimes within driving distance of here that basically have served as bedroom communities to Atlanta. And a lot of us spend our whole lives here in Carroll County in the West Georgia area. So it's one of the things that makes this place special.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to get into Sack Hunger. It's a great initiative that we partner together on. And we'll get into this right after a word from our sponsors.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
And welcome back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joined here today with Toby Powers, owner-operator of Farmers Insurance over here on Bankhead Highway. But we have him on here today talking about the many community outreach programs that he has put together. And I wanted him on here to maybe serve as an inspiration. If there are other businesses out there that have contemplated maybe doing something similar, there's plenty of room out there, plenty of people to help. So, use Toby Powers as sort of a an architectural blueprint of how to move forward into helping the community here. Because we just went through several things that that Toby and his crew try to do to invest back in his community. But what we're going to talk about now is SAC Hunger. So first and foremost, Toby, tell us, what is SAC Hunger?
Well, this is really why we're here today to talk about this. The SAC Hunger Initiative, you and I came together and talked about this back before the football season started with the high school teams. And so, of course, really began with an advertising idea, and we just sort of blue sky session embellished upon it and tried to figure out a way that we could use this as an opportunity to really help our community and make things make this more than just an advertising campaign. And so what we basically do is, for every SAC that is broadcast on these Gratic stations on Friday night, when the Friday night games are broadcast for all of our local teams, every SAC that is broadcast, we deliver a sack of groceries for the Carroll County Soup Kitchen. And so, matter of fact, I've got to make a delivery today for about 2 weeks worth of groceries. I missed them last week, and I've got them stored at my office. So, we're excited about that. And so we're able to give back at that sack of groceries. But then on top of that, for every week, we select a sack champ. And so the kid that had the most tackles for loss or sacks on that weekend, we provide them a T-shirt, give them a little bit of promotion on social media, give them a big attaboy button, spend a little time with them and their teams, recognizing them in front of their peers, and that's been exciting as well. Of course, the big benefit, obviously, is then the groceries being able to get back into the community, bring a little bit of awareness, and of course, that's part of what we're doing here today, showing how that we can make a difference in our community. Carroll County Soup Kitchen could certainly use all of the assistance and help that they can get. These guys, they are open for lunch on Mondays and Thursdays and the last full week of the month in full, except for December. And of course, they've got a big week coming up this month with Thanksgiving. And they've got a bunch of meals that they're going to be serving and need a bunch of volunteers the week of Thanksgiving. So I don't know if we want to talk maybe a little more about how we can volunteer here in just a moment. But I know that they would appreciate all that they can help, especially with a big event like Thanksgiving coming up. Not everybody will have a big Thanksgiving meal and chicken dressing and all on the table already prepared for them. I've been spoiled. I've never had to go hungry a single day in my whole life. If I've ever gone without food, it's been because I made a choice to, and not everybody has had that privilege of growing up that way. And I recognize the fact that the Lord has been very good to me, and I want to try to be a help and a blessing to somebody else.
Excellent. So what drew you to Sack Hunger?
Well, the opportunity for us to be able to really use this as a way to help the community in a couple of three different directions at once. We're able to assist the soup kitchen. Of course, it's good publicity, good advertising for us on the Friday night games, which is never a bad thing. But then the opportunity as well to be able to coordinate this with these local coaches and high school teams, give them a little extra fuel, motivation for these young men that are playing. A young man playing on a high school team, this may be, especially if he's a senior, even if he's a junior, this will be one of his last couple of opportunities to get to do this sort of stuff, and it's exciting times for him. The next couple of weeks, some of these guys that are seniors, this will be the last times they'll be taking the field. Some of them won't play college ball. These may be the last times they'll take the field in their whole lives. I remember what that was like and how much fun it was and how special those days were, and these will be memories that they'll have for the rest of their lives. So to be able to be recognized for that weekend's game as the top defensive player in the region that's broadcast here on these Graddick Sports stations is a pretty big honor.
Sure, excellent. And Steve and I were talking prior to the show. You know, this was a feature that was created by Mr. Graddick and Dwayne Soule, our sales manager. And we thought that it was going to be a great way to make sure that whoever was to take advantage of this particular campaign, that they were going to be able to do good and help the Carroll County Soup Kitchen. And during the broadcast, it brings awareness to the soup kitchen and the, as you mentioned before, the important work they do. But it's amazing to see how that's expanded, to see how you've taken it and fleshed it out and really grown it into something beautiful, honestly. And I would like to talk a bit about how this particular campaign has affected the community and students.
Well, you know, that in multiple directions, it's been helpful for us. Obviously, with the soup kitchen, it's been a help to them just because of the groceries that it provides. It also then the additional attention that's brought to it possibly through the work. Every week, whenever we do meet then with the Sack Champ of the Week, we try to get them some promotion on social media. Brag on these young men a little bit, gives them bragging rights in the school with their buddies, with their friends, family members. I had one parent got so excited about it. You know, their young man had qualified, and he did have a whale of a game. Kid was built like a tank, and very nice young man, very good manners, made a tremendous impression. And he's a quiet young fellow, but obviously if I were the quarterback and he were chasing me down, I probably wouldn't feel the same way about it. But his mom sent me a message on Facebook and said, you know, my son doesn't say much because he's a quiet young man, but he hasn't taken his T-shirt off in 4 days. And so he was excited about qualifying, meant a lot to his whole family. I had a young man here in Carrollton who had been a part of qualifying 2 weeks out of four, and he made sure that he let all of his buddies know that I was going to be back out to Carrollton in a couple of weeks again because he was going to qualify again. Of course, he was really rubbing it in tight, and nice young man. It was really super to meet with him and with the coaches that we've got to meet with. I'm going tomorrow to Harrelson County, and they're excited to meet with the team there when they begin their practice at 20 minutes after four on tomorrow, and talk with the coach on yesterday, and he's excited to have me come out. One of their players has qualified, and so that'll be a good time to get to meet with them. That's the first time we've been to Harrelson County since the season started on this campaign, so that'll be a lot of fun. And getting to meet with the folks at the soup kitchen, seeing what they do specifically, their volunteers, how hard they're working to try to provide a benefit to the community. That's pretty special stuff. We can talk a little more if you want to about what it is that they do, what they may need, how folks can volunteer, but it's pretty special.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we get into that and talk a bit more about the soup kitchen right after a word from our sponsors.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We got Toby Powers here in the WLBB studios, and we're talking about a lot of things. We sort of briefly touched on some of the ways that he and farmers are trying to plug into the community, stay hyperlocal, and encourage students and athletes alike. Most of all with Sack Hunger. It's a Graddock sports feature where with every sack in the three broadcasted high school football games on our Graddock sports stations, my man Toby here brings a sack of groceries to the Carroll County Soup Kitchen. That's a win-win if I've ever heard one. Toby, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Soup Kitchen?
The Carroll County Soup Kitchen is located at 345 Beulah Church Road here in Carrollton. And as I mentioned, they are open for lunch on Mondays and Thursdays, and then the last full week of the month, every month except for December. What would be surprising is to see how many meals are served, how much food is given away in terms of take-home food, and what kind of items that they would need in terms of their donations to be able to keep operating. In the month of October alone, they served 1,008 hot lunches. Now, that's a lot of meals for hot meals in just a month. But that just barely scratches the surface of the things that they've done. 1,585 large bags of groceries given away for needy families. Each of those large bags contained three meals each, a total of 4,755 servings in the take-home food that was given out. Also, in some of those items are not only meals, but then also toiletries of such. 1,600 rolls of toilet tissue, over 400 toothbrushes, almost 300 tubes of toothpaste, 80 bottles of dish soap, and about 400 bottles of shampoo. So lots of essential items that can be helpful for a family that are having a great deal of difficulty making ends meet. And these are things that really feel the things that our Lord told us about in the scriptures when he talked about at the judgment when people stood before him and he said, when I was naked, you clothed me, and when I was hungry, you fed me, and when I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. And they said, Lord, when did we ever see you in this way? And he said, in that you have done these things unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it also unto me. And so when we serve others, we ultimately serve a purpose much greater than ourselves. And according to the scripture, we serve the Lord by serving others. Every sack also always contains three cartons of milk, a can of soup, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and desserts. And, I've got a sweet tooth about the size of this desk, so the dessert always makes me feel good about knowing there's a dessert involved there. Year to date, the Soup Kitchen has served 8,500 plus hot meals and given away more than 14,000, almost 15,000 large bags of groceries. That's just a lot of food that has been distributed through this food kitchen. And the only way they can keep doing that is through the work of volunteers and donations to make it possible.
Excellent. Now, if someone wanted to volunteer, or if they wanted more information about the Soup Kitchen, is there a website or something that they can look up?
Soup Kitchen webpage is carrollcountysoupkitchen.org, carrollcountysoupkitchen.org. Also, if you find my Facebook page, there will be links to the Soup Kitchen there on all of the Sack Hunger campaigns posts. There are links to their Facebook page also. They're tagged in those along with Gradic Sports. And can also contact them directly at their local number here, 770-214-5055, 770-214-5055. Or you could open or take the opportunity on the Mondays and Thursdays that they are open, go check it out for yourself, set eyes on it, see the work that they do. You'll find a very busy kitchen. We were out there, you were with me just a couple of weeks ago. Very busy kitchen, very busy place. I've never seen a pallet of peanut butter that large in my life. I mean, it was like going to Sam's on steroids. I mean, large pallets of peanut butter.
And now that we have these statistics, which I'll be honest, I did not realize that many meals were going out of the Soup Kitchen.
That's a lot of groceries.
Yeah, it's a lot of groceries. So it kind of makes sense now that, I mean, you know, to think about those gigantic pallets of peanut butter and whatnot. And all these things had to be donated.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and all those bags of groceries.
Yeah, you can't beat that, let's be honest. And I think it's important to note, you know, I mean, like you said, we had a chance to go out there. And these just aren't folks that are impoverished or that are, you know, forgotten. A lot of these folks are elderly and folks, the individuals with disabilities that are probably on a limited income. So when they were sort of mentioning that to us, it really sort of expanded my mind about what they were doing. Because, you know, I was thinking, like, my God, I guess there's so many folks out here that, you know, that don't have. But honestly, there are just so many people that have a very limited income. And this really helps.
It's not just the income, but the limited ability to prepare the food. Some of these, financially, they could possibly afford to do for themselves in that regard, but they don't have anybody looking out after them physically, and they're just not able to prepare the meals. This makes it available for some that are just not able to do that for themselves the way that they would like to be able to, or maybe have in the past.
Sure, of course. Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about while we have you here today?
Well, one of the things that I have been surprised at with this initiative is how that it has affected these coaches and players and the kids that are involved, how excited that they've gotten about this. And of course, it's been exciting to me to get to meet with them. We've got some fine football coaches in the area. The impact that they make on the lives of these kids is pretty special. To see the interaction they have with these students is very special. To be able to get to meet those guys has been a special event. Some of our coaches, I would give a big thumbs up in the impact that they're making, not only coaching ball, but just instilling some character, some great experiences in the lives of some young people and making a difference in our community by investing in the young people in our community. It's been exciting to watch.
No doubt, of course. So about how many schools have you been going into recently?
We have been to Bowden twice, Bowden High School. We have been to Central High School, to Carrollton twice. They've got some really awesome players out at Carrollton this year. The team's amazing, and the defense is really stout. To Bremen, and we're headed to Harrelson County on tomorrow. So excited to get to go to Harrelson County. That's the first time that we've been there in this mix, and they've got a great coach, great team out there, and we're excited about that.
And I think it's important to note that, you know, when these sacks happen and you bring these sacks of groceries to the food kitchen, I thought it was pretty cool that you're bringing like these bulk cans, and that is preferential, right? That's preferable to the soup kitchen, right?
Yeah, we've tried to bring large quantities. I mean, we're talking about feeding, obviously, but from the numbers that I mentioned to you a while ago, a lot of people at one time. And so we've tried to make sure that we don't bring single serving cans of soup, but it's been vegetables and large sacks of rice, large sacks of pinto beans to make soups with, and large cans of mixed vegetables, green beans, corn. things that they can try to feed a lot of people with and stretch those dollars to go as far as what we can to try to make sure that there are hot meals available. It's been exciting to watch that. And so the whole experience has been good all the way around, and it has, it's mixed in with the things that we do every day to try to make our community better. And it's, gives me a way as well on the pretty days. I try to line up all my visits to go out to the schools days when we have nice weather and sunshine. That gets me out of the building to enjoy a little bit of that too as well. So,
well, it's always a blessing to enjoy a beautiful day. And don't forget, if you want to donate to Carroll County Soup Kitchen, it's right here in Carrollton. Check them out on www.carrolltoncountysoupkitchen.org. Toby, thank you so much for what you've been doing, and thanks for coming on and joining us today.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here.